This is the Midday Market Podcast for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Lori Carter of Comstock for our Midday Market discussion. Lori, what did we see in the report yesterday that kind of piqued your interest, caught your eye, maybe something that surprised you from yesterday's report?
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but what surprised me was actually very little changes as far as any South American production numbers and also usage or demand changes that might have been expected, especially on the corn, as far as export demand because of where export inspections are relative to the previous year, and also ethanol usage numbers that I would have thought maybe would have been increased or improved, and very little was done in that way. The market didn't react positively, but I guess would recovered somewhat and kind of shook it off a little bit. Today, we have everything trading a little bit higher. Wheat's up a couple cents, corn up 5 3/4, beans up 9. We've had even a little bit more strength than that. We're kind of up against some important resistance areas that I feel like if we could get through, we could get some follow-through move to the upside. Part of today's strength, I do think, is spillover from other commodities. We have a big commodity day almost across the board as far as metals, energies. Some of that's probably because of financial type reports that have come out this week that have affected the dollar, the mood, as far as what the Fed might do with interest rates, and then overnight some maybe threats of global problems between Iran and Israel, supporting markets in general, or appear to be.
And Lori, we've talked a lot about it already, even since just yesterday on the report, but you mentioned it to begin with, no change to that production number for Brazil. And we oftentimes ask the question, you know, why does USDA seem hesitant to make those changes sometimes? But in this case, absolutely not changing that number at all. Do you have any indication for why that might be?
I do not. I mean, the entities from South America themselves have adjusted those numbers several times, and USDA has just left them alone. I don't have an explanation. I feel somewhat frustrated by it, as a lot of people do.
And I do wonder a little bit sometimes if they just don't want to make a change to cause an overreaction. I guess I don't know one way or the other if that's their thought process, but it certainly is interesting. Lori, let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing there today?
We see kind of a collapse across the board. Live cattle right now down 227 to 280. Feeder cattle, only the forward contract down $1.27. The rest of the contracts down 322 to 377. Just continued follow through weakness on the downside, taking out really any kind of recent support levels on just about all of it. I don't know of any additional terrible new news, and yet there hasn't been anything positive to get this market turned around either. I will say that technically all of them are oversold. So maybe we get some kind of corrective bounce due to that by the end of the day, but it's not happening at the moment.
Lori Carter of Comstock, our guest here at Midday on Friday. Lori, what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can call me at 712-227-1171.
Lori, thanks so much for the time here today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That was Lori Carter with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the Midday numbers. At midday, May corn up 6 1/4 at 435 even. May soybeans up 9 1/2 at 1168 3/4. May soybean meal up $5.60 at 341.20. May soybean oil down 19 cents at 45.83. Chicago wheat up 5 1/2 at 557 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 3/4 of a cent at 637 3/4. Kansas City Hard Red Wheat up 1.5 at 584.75. May Oats up 9.75 at 357.5. On the Merck, April live cattle down $2.25 at 178 even. April feeder cattle down $1.37 at 237.80. May lean hogs down $3.17 at 94.12. May pork cutout unchanged at 104.42. And Class 3 milk down a penny at 15.39. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.